Hi Mama, today I want to talk about how our brains always look for evidence of what we already believe, to the point where we are unable to even see any evidence that the opposite of what we're thinking might also be true. So let's dive in. Hi Mama and welcome to Stay at Full Motherhood. Do you want to be present with your kids and light yourself up pursuing your passion without adding more to your plate? Are you tired of waiting for one day when to finally have time for you? Are you sick of making decisions dictated by your to-do list and still struggling to get it all done? I'm Jo, mum of three and life coach for stay-at-home mums, and I spent 7 years telling myself everything else had to get done first before I could start the blog I'd always wanted. I believe there just wasn't enough time for me, and that even if there was, I'd struggle to have the energy and focus to do it anyway. Until I found a way to stop being busy doing all the things and instead prioritize getting what matters done. And now I'm sharing what I've learned with you. So take a deep breath in, remind yourself you're worth the effort, and breathe into your knowing that you are capable of everything you decide you want for yourself. Let's go. So today we're talking about what is known as confirmation bias. And the definition I like best for this is: confirmation bias describes our underlying tendency to notice, focus on, and give greater credence to evidence that fits with our existing beliefs. And I'm going to add here that on topics or areas where we feel particularly strong emotion, we don't just give greater credence to evidence that fits with our existing beliefs. We cannot even see the evidence that would support the other side. I realise now that's why I had so many conversations with friends over the years about why it was so obvious to me that a guy was interested in them, but then they would bat back every ball I threw in that direction with a piece of evidence that showed how he was just not into them at all. And I don't think this was helped by the book He's Just Not That Into You, because when something is published and actually in print and you're already believing something, then there's even more validated reasons for you to see it as fact and to continue to look for more and more evidence of it. And I'm thinking here too about when I was trying to decide whether to have a third baby. That was 6 years ago now, and how I hunted down the book Selfish Reasons to Have More Kids. That was to try to help me decide. I told myself at the time that I was just gathering more information, but there's no way I would have purchased a book with that title if I hadn't already decided that I wanted a third kid. My brain was just looking for evidence anywhere it could find it that having three children was a great idea and something I should definitely do. So we can see then what this is really about is feeling safe in our decisions. We're not actually looking for facts here, and of course none of what we're talking about here is facts at all, it's all opinion. But you don't need to read up on how to tell if a guy really likes you or whether having more kids is a good idea. All you actually need and all you are actually looking for is a way to feel safe in your body with the decision that you've already made for yourself. So if you'd been in a string of crappy relationships, it was never going to feel safe to just open your heart to a new person. So your brain, back then when you were single, trying to protect you and keep you safe, only saw the evidence that he was just not that into you, no matter how many messages were left or how many invites were made. You felt that fear in your body and your brain went searching for evidence to make that fear make sense. So likewise, if you've got two kids and are feeling that longing for a third, your brain is going to look for the evidence that having a third baby is a brilliant idea. And there's nothing wrong with any of this. Confirmation bias is something that all human beings have. We interpret new information that we receive as supportive to the opinions we already have and the emotions we already feel. And we actively search for anything we can find in the world around us to further support those beliefs, as evidenced by the fact that I actually found a book called Selfish Reasons to Have More Kids. So I could feel safe and happy in making this decision all about, well, me. Luckily, my husband was also on board. But remember, our brains have one job, and that is to keep us safe and therefore alive. And us feeling like we're in control of our lives is definitely right up there in the feeling and being safe category. And being proven right, of course, makes us feel in control. When we find that evidence support that what we already believe is true, we feel more confident. We feel confirmed in our views, and we feel secure in who we are and our place in the world. And so we stay the same, believing the same things we've always believed, and we don't give ourselves the opportunity to change and grow. Which is, again, totally fine, except for when you find a part of yourself wanting more or wanting something different, when there's a dream or ambition that you have for yourself. And that is what we work with in coaching, that part of you that wants your more alongside your motherhood. I help you to question your current belief systems and to open up to being willing to prove yourself wrong, because a part of you wants that, even when you know it might feel uncomfortable and confusing and unsettling in the short term. What we don't want to do is ignore that part of ourselves that's curious about what else is possible for us in our lives at home. Because trust me, I know that we can be so blind to things right in front of our eyes because we have a particular belief and because we're so focused on that belief. Partly because we put ourselves under so much time pressure to do and to rush through our to-do list that it just doesn't feel safe to invest any time in ourselves and what we might want to believe. It really feels like there's a very real risk of everything at home falling apart if we do. So if you don't believe me that we can miss something that's really entirely right there in front of us, then please go Google the monkey business illusion. I won't explain what it's about because that will spoil it, but it is only 1 minute 42 seconds long. So just trust me on this and go and give it a watch. It's called the monkey business illusion. So my own thought for the first 7 years of motherhood was that because I was the wife of a pilot who's gone 3 to 4 days at a time, it just wasn't possible for me to be anything other than a stay-at-home mum. Now, I wanted to be a stay-at-home mum, so that wasn't the problem. But I also wanted to use my brain in other, more creative ways, and I wanted to do this alongside motherhood. And of course, this was possible. Once I decided for myself that it was and looked around for evidence to support that, I created the opportunities for myself to certify as a life coach and to launch my own business. And I made myself available to clients in the hours that work for me and my family. And that started with being open to looking for all the ways that this was possible rather than all the ways that it wasn't. And believe me, I had a long, long list of those reasons why it wasn't, not just pilot wife, but also family living on the opposite side of the world. So I'm in the US and they are in Australia on my husband's side and in the UK on my side. Also, I thought I have no idea what I'd even help people with and it will take too much time and I have mum brain and I want to make time to work out first. And what about the kids? Of course, what about my husband? What about learning to cook better? What about decluttering the house? What about reading those 300 books I should really read first about coaching and business and marketing, etc., etc., etc.? So you will be blind to all the ways that what you want is entirely possible for you until the moment you decide for yourself that you're not, until you decide to see them. It really doesn't matter how true you think something is. As Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right, because you are always going to find evidence of what you believe. Okay, Mama, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you would like coaching on opening up to a new perspective so you can go do the thing you want to do, sign up for a free discovery call at my website, joyfulmamacoaching.com. That's joyful with two L's. Mama is M-A-M-A. Okay, it's time for me to go dance in the kitchen to this week's song, which is Go Your Own Way by Fleetwood Mac. Okay, I hope you'll go play it and dance to it too. Till next Tuesday, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.